I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Slacker and Steve on demand.
I don't know if women are going to be upset by this or not.
I don't either.
Certain women, I think, might be upset by this. This is what we need on the phone. We want to have a debate about something. We need women. And I guess you don't have to be married, but you already have to have it in your head what you want to do. Mm-hmm. We need women who are 100% committed to getting married and taking the last name of your spouse. Mm-hmm. And we need women who haven't taken the last name of their spouse or are 100% committed to not taking the last name of their spouse.
There we go.
The reason we want to do this is there's this debate going online from this woman who says she's constantly judged that she didn't take her husband's last name.
Okay.
And people call her selfish for keeping her maiden name.
That makes zero sense to me, but I guess there's a reason behind that.
The reason people say you're selfish, I mean, it just becomes a thing. Her argument is, I don't know which way to start this. The argument for taking your husband's name is, now you have a family surname. So if you're not planning on ever having kids, I can see why you would just be like, it's no big deal. But there's a confusion that gets involved when it's like, I'm Mr. Slacker. This is my wife, Mrs. Smith.
Okay.
And so you can get past that initial confusion, but then you go to parent-teacher conferences and it's like, oh, you're Noah Slacker's mom. Hi, Mrs. Slacker. It's like, oh, no. Don't you get tired? Now, this isn't a reason to do it, but don't you just get tired of like, ugh.
Having to explain every time, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah. That's part of it. I think a lot of women don't take their... A lot of women are perceived to not take their husband's name out of like an F you to society. He doesn't own me. I mean, when you take his name,
right?
As a woman, does that make you feel like he owns you?
Mm.
Because you took your dad's name. Did he own you?
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Good point.
It is a tradition to let go, I was Mrs. Smith and now I'm Mrs. Jones. I know you've always said you're not going to get married, but you hate your last name so much, you would change yours, wouldn't you?
I would. I feel bad for women. I would never, if I was a woman getting married to a man, I would never change my name.
You wouldn't?
Because it's just a pain in the butt. Especially if you've been married multiple times. Now I got to change. You know how long your wife had to, she did.
I mean, we've both been married more than once.
Yeah.
And so I didn't, like, when I got divorced, nothing changed for me.
Right.
But when she got divorced, she had to go.
She went back to her regular, first of all, can I hate this word too? Maiden name. Can we find a different phrase or a different word? Maiden. To me, that was always disrespectful too. Anyway, so she...
No, you're tapping into a whole nother conversation. If we're talking about this, like, we need to change where we're at right now with all the different things that are coming out there that could be sensitive and might not be sensitive and whatever. It's like, we can be offended by anything. So now the word maiden is sort of an offensive thing.
I always thought it was, and I always hated that term. So now, even more, like you said, now today... Yeah, that's not. So anyway, so she, your wife, went back to her maiden name.
Yes.
And then when she married you, then she had to change her name again to your name.
And she didn't want to because she had gone through the whole process. She's like, I was my maiden name. Then I changed to his name.
Right.
Then I had to change back. And it was like, it's too much of a pain. And I was like, but we're going to have babies. And I felt strongly about it. I didn't demand it. I didn't say, branding you with my last name grants me ownership over you. And I think she's glad she did it now. I feel like she is, because we're a family and that's just who we are. That's our name.
And then you kind of brought up a point too, in a way. Can I say this?
Go ahead.
How well, honey, you changed your name for
you
that.
You took his name.
Yes, which was 100,000 times percent worse than your
name. Yes, my name is much easier.
Yeah, but then she was reluctant to have to. But I get it, though. It's just a pain in the butt.
I'm curious how many women, what your motives are for keeping your, whatever we want to call your maiden name. Is your only motivation because, like, well, I'm not doing what everyone else does.
Right.
And if that's enough reason for you, great. Don't do it. It's fine. But the argument that's happening on the internet with this one woman, she says people are coming at her going, you're selfish. You are purposely making it a longer conversation for everybody all the time. Every time he goes out, it's like, I'm John McClane. This is my wife, Holly Gennaro.
That's a good example.
You got it. Like, why isn't she just Holly McClane? You know what I'm saying? It's okay. It's just the people who are blasting this woman are saying, you're just being selfish. And she's saying, having the same last name isn't the tie I have with my family. And it's not. You're going to have an emotional tie with your family no matter what. But there's something to having, it's not like having a family crest and like having your castle, but it's the same. It was like,
yeah.
We feel united. I feel like my family
We're
is united
yeah.
under this name. It's
We're
not even
unit.
My name. It's not, I didn't get it. It's a name that my great-great-grandfather chose.
It's just a label.
When he hated his last name and we changed to my current last name.
Yeah.
My other last name was Essex. Like, that was my last... It's like, that's a way more badass name. But, I mean...
Well, you asked me earlier, because, yeah, I even said, she has a cool last name. To me, it's just a label. I don't
You were with
crap.
A chick whose last name was Quinn. Chick, I know. You loved it.
I did. In fact, if we were going to get married, I had no problem taking her last name.
Steve Quinn was like, cool.
To me, it's just a label. In this industry, we go through names like we go through doors here. So, you know, so eventually it's just a label.
It's kind of true.
Yeah.
Laura?
Yai.
Yai.
You taking the last name or no?
No, I am not.
Good for you.
But why not?
I mean, professionally, it's a pain to change it.
Yeah.
But also, I like my name, and I'm realistic about what if we get divorced. But I also work in a divorce law firm, so I see it all the time.
Okay.
But do you find it weird that your kids will have a different last name, or will you have your kids have your last name and not his?
No, I have compromised and told him that our kids can have his last name. But I'm keeping mine.
Okay, so you're prepared to have to... there's a lot of explaining going on for the rest of everyone's lives, right?
Right, totally. Okay. But I mean, I have my dad's last name, so my kids can have their dad's. I just want to keep mine.
Nice. Yeah, I'm totally on board with you, Laura. I don't know why you
As long
ladies...
as your motivation is what it is, yeah. I'm on board with her too.
Yeah.
I just don't... I don't like the idea of protesting for the sake of protesting. If you genuinely don't want to do it, then don't do it. But it's like, I will show the universe by my one action. It's like, but you're not really showing the universe. You're not.
Universe isn't paying attention.
It's not to any of us, even a little bit. Thank you, Laura. Katie.
Yay.
Yay.
You taking it or not?
I am.
Why?
I like the tradition behind his name, and I also know how much easier it is. I'm actually also a wedding planner, so I see all sides of this argument all the time.
Right.
And there's a lot of arguments for changing your last name is a giant pain in the butt, and a lot of guys don't understand what that's like because we're just as a world... We're more patriarchal in our societies, and so the women change their name, which goes back to a lot of other traditions.
Right.
But women are finally getting to a place, not to like get on a soapbox, but women are finally getting to a place where their name can mean something.
Amen.
Too. Like the woman before me said, she's in her professional life, she's already establishing a name for herself,
and brand.
Rather than change that, it's a brand as much as it is a name. And there's a lot of cultures that you pass your traditions a lot of times through your name. But then there's other cultures like in Judaism, it's passed through the woman.
It is. It's familiar.
It's not passed through the man.
Yep, it is.
And so there's all these different sides of it that a lot of people aren't changing their name because they had a life before they got married. And just because they're married doesn't mean they're uprooting that entire life.
I love
that. That's what changing your name can mean.
Nice.
But then there are other people that know what a giant pain in the butt it is to have kids with two last names. I've also seen couples that they get married, they each keep their pre-married name and they hyphenate their kids.
I've seen that too.
It makes for really
long football uniforms, but I've seen that too.
Wait, they'll hyphenate the kids' names with
you do your maiden name and or vice versa. It's like,
is that why
Smith,
like
Jones, Gennaro, McClain,
and their kids are
Yep.
So it's John McClain and Miss Gennaro,
yeah.
And it's McClain Gennaro are the kids.
Wait, so I see some NFL players. The dudes will have hyphenated last names.
That's
okay,
what it is.
Hey, okay.
Thank you for the call, Katie. Appreciate the perspective. A couple more. Kaylani?
Yay.
What do you think? You taking the last name or not?
My fiance is actually going to take my last name.
Because you have a cooler last name. You go with who's got the cooler name.
Or she wears the pants. Let's figure out which one is
or
true.
Or that too.
I don't have a cooler last name, but I was adopted and I find my name to be a tie to my family that I don't want to give up.
And
your man loves you and he's like, let's take it. Let's
do it. Yeah, nice.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, thank you for the call.
That is awesome.
Allie, are you
there? Hello?
Hello? Allie?
Yes?
Go ahead. What do you think? Are you taking it or not?
No, I would never, and I'm in a long-term relationship. We're common law married, but I will never take a man's last name just because of the history of everything and the way weddings go, how men have to ask permission from a dad to have a daughter's hand in marriage, and then you're given away at the altar.
Ooh.
And I don't like feeling like a possession. Like, I am who I am, and my identity shouldn't have to change just because I'm getting married. It's all wrapped up in the whole Mr. versus Miss, Ms., Mrs.
Boom.
Like, my identity should not matter. Like, whether I'm married or not has nothing to do with who I am as a person, and that just makes me feel like a piece of property. So I will never take a man's last name.
Good for you.
Thank you.
Nice.
Here's like my, after listening to these people, I think all I really care about is that we have the same name.
Okay.
And I don't care if it's
what name it is.
I don't care if it's my last name, your last name,
right,
a hyphenated version, or we all choose some random name out of the phone book. But for me to be able to go in and say, I'm Mr. Smith, this is Mrs. Smith, and this is our son, Noah Smith, ties it together in a way that I feel is important.
You're a unit. You're together.
And like, we're a brand.
We're the
Smith, like, infantry.
Us against the world, people.
Yeah. If you guys still want to yell at each other about this, it's much less of, I don't know, pleasant over on the Slacker and Steve Facebook page.
Slacker and Steve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.